It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three people who helped lead protests last summer against the death of Elijah McClain are no longer facing felony charges in Arapahoe County. The district attorney there has downgraded the charges to a list of misdemeanors. Two of the protest leaders are also being prosecuted for their roles in a demonstration in Adams County that blockaded a police station. The judge in that case recently threw out the most serious charges against them. A new report shows that home prices in Denver jumped nearly 7% in 1 month. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Colorado homebuyers still can't catch a break. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says the average price for a single-family home is almost $680,000, a record. That's about $100,000 more than the average price for a detached home a year ago. The booming home prices are great for sellers, but buyers are stuck in increasingly aggressive bidding wars. The Realtor Association says people are going to extreme lengths to get their offers accepted. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
With COVID-19 infection numbers declining, Mesa County has scaled down and moved its free drive-through testing site in Grand Junction. That was the county fairgrounds, but it's now in the parking lot of the county public health building. Jeff Coor is the agency's executive director.
I don't want to close the testing site down, because if we were to have another increase in COVID cases, we would need to ramp up. And it's easier to ramp up from something that's operating at a lower scale than it is to start it from scratch again.
Unlike in many nearby counties, county-sponsored COVID testing is available 6 days a week in Mesa County. Voters in Grand Junction will decide today whether to allow pot dispensaries in the city. The ballot includes two marijuana measures. One would repeal a ban on dispensaries that was passed a decade ago. The other would set up a plan for the city to tax cannabis businesses. Both have to pass in order for dispensaries to become legal in Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.